What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redact to Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook it's Official Wylon, Instagram is Wylon Official, and Mixcloud is Wylon RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on, people? The Edge and Christian, a podcast in the back. My name is Redacted. His name is
Shunt. And we're here to make it completely unpretty for the world of entertainment.
Yeah, I realised that like halfway through I shouldn't have actually said that, since Edge and Christian have a podcast.
I know, it's quite controversial. But then saying that, like, what do you do? Do you just ignore their pop culture sort of like standing because they have a podcast now? What do we do?
Because they're already the Edge and Christian on the podcast.
So no Jerichoholics and no. So anyone, Stone Cold's got a podcast. Right. Everyone, yeah, Ron Burgundy has a podcast.
Yeah, but it's not an issue because they're not a duo, so we wouldn't come up.
I don't know. We can't win. We can't win that one. I think we just have to change the dynamics of the show.
Never.
We've changed the theme tune.
Duos for life.
Duos for life. I agree. But we may well...
For free at the end.
That's disgusting, sir. Absolutely disgusting. But yeah, I mean, like, we may have to get two more members.
I reckon
quad.
Duos for life with a free at the end.
We should...
Oh,
we should...
I want to wear it. We should fully get quad
in this motherfucker. Just imagine tag team... Like somebody on the Redacted team.
Full stable.
Oh, no.
D Generation Z.
Yeah, this is, well, the D Generation D. Dumb shit.
Was. Okay, fair enough.
Yes. I was going to go for the dicks, but I thought, no. Because we have to be diverse. I reckon we should technically have a female partner just to balance things off. Each.
I mean,
one of the females is going to be like, you know...
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But it's just very... I was going to say difficult. It's not difficult.
It's not. It's just four people around one mic.
Yeah, but, you know... Like
the Commodores. It's back in the day.
As a single man, it's difficult to find a female that will put up with my dumb shit.
Well, it's not
that's
a girl,
what I'm talking
it's
about.
Not a girl putting up with your dumb shit, as it were. It's just somebody...
That's even worse, participating in my dumb shit,
yeah.
That's even harder.
Somebody that wants to get involved but doesn't want to get involved.
No, that wants to get involved and is willingly involved and also ups the level of dumb shit so I can also up my level and you just have that back
and
forth.
Well, this is it. We've been here for a year. This is like our 52nd show. That's a whole year worth of fucking podcasting. On our lonesome, sir, I reckon we're going to have to switch up just a little bit for the next one. But I am open. I'm opening the floor at the moment. I mean, I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to resource somebody in. I mean, like, maybe we start off with three, then we start off with four, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you reckon it'll work?
I don't know. I think... You definitely add one.
Add one.
Let it run for a bit, and then if needs be, add another one.
But what would their nickname be? Like, I assume it's a lady.
I mean, you can't nickname someone before they're here. You got to meet them, and you know.
No. We can. We're not here. I mean, like, it's for the viewers or the listeners, should I say? It's like they need to know.
Yeah, but it needs to make sense. It needs to stick. Like, it's not going to stick if it doesn't fit them.
Fair enough. Something to be under contemplation, as it were. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a rundown, or you're doing your thing, so...
You know there's no rundown on my show!
Ugh, it's terrible stuff, bro. Terrible.
Beautiful stuff. I have to waste 5 minutes reading the list.
The only reason why I do it is so we can edit it quicker. That's it. Like, it's just for the editing purposes. So, the person that's editing it, they can listen to it, and then they can say,
right. If you want... Like, for editing purposes, You want to? Because it's not like I don't have it. I have it. I just don't want to read it out.
So everything's a surprise.
It just puts the brakes on the show, like before it's even started.
He doesn't put the brakes on the
show.
Does,
bro?
Does.
It's like you start, you do the big intro, blah 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 blah. Then we have a little back and forth, blah blah blah. And then I got to sit back for 5 minutes while you read a list. And
no.
And more to the point, half the things you read off on the list, they didn't even come up in the show.
Well, the idea is everything's covered, so I don't have to worry about, you know.
Yeah, but look, if you don't say anything,
mentioned it.
If you don't say anything, then there's no expectations. You can't disappoint anybody because you didn't add it in the show. And whatever comes up is a nice surprise for people who didn't know some shit.
But people know some shit, but they don't know the dumb shit. So that's the only reason why. Because dumb shit, irregardless of like what sort of shit you know already,
yeah,
is some surprising shit either way.
Yeah, but it's bigger surprise.
It's all good. It's all good. So what's our first subject, Mr. Sir?
What's that show you were telling me about?
What show?
Let's go with that.
Oh shit, so you ain't done no research.
Well, you said you mentioned the show, I ain't watched it, and you...
Well, ironically, the show is called I Think You Should Leave.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything, that's the name of the show.
Why'd you say ironically first, like you're trying to say something?
Just saying, you know, it's an ironic title, you know.
Yeah, what context though?
I think you should leave. Like, where do you say that? Like, you can't
start off the show and be like, yeah, we should add two more people, blah 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 blah, and then be like, yeah, you should leave. So you're gonna be on your lonesome doing a podcast.
No. You'll definitely be replaced. Not doing this.
Yeah, but you're not gonna replace me now. You're saying that you think I should leave.
No. The name of the show is called I Think You Should.
Yeah, but you're saying ironically.
We've already invested a year's worth of shunt and redacted stuff. Plus, we have merchandise.
Because
we cannot just back out now.
I can hear the intent of
it. No, the intent.
Your voice.
The intent was just. It was ironic. I think you should leave. But whatever. It's I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Actually, a good show. Really fucking funny.
Is it?
Yeah. Really? I'm gonna say yeah. It takes a while to warm to the style of humor, but once you're sort of like switched on, it is genius.
I will say I haven't watched it,
but
a preview looks like.
Yeah, the preview does, because it's part of the show's etiquette. It's not to sell itself, it's to basically make you laugh, which is, you know, weird, to be fair, because a lot of these shows, they do not intend to make you laugh anymore. But some of the stuff in I Think You Should Leave is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
I don't think that's true. I mean,
trust me, I mean, like, I don't
mean... They intend to make you laugh, they're just not good at it.
No, they are good. They are good.
No, I'm saying, you're saying that a lot of shows don't intend to make you
laugh. No, but it goes down to whoever makes these trailers. A lot of these times, like, trailers, they are... How can I put it? They're counterproductive. Like, they'll just give away all the best part of the jokes, and you're watching the show, and then you see glimpses of the jokes, and, oh, there's the punchline. Whereas, like, what you should really have is just an intro to the thing, or the concept, and then you have that as a separate sketch as your trailer. You should never, ever... As a comedy writer, have your trailer represent any form of your show or any clips in your show. In retrospect.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure I fully disagree. I mean, fully agree. What?
That's fine.
What?
Forever the contrarian.
No,
that's fine.
Because look, if you've got like however many episodes there are, like, the trend is going to be, what, a minute?
Yeah, but it's like, how can I put it? It's like you, like, just to break it down to the core level.
Yeah.
It's like you getting pictures from a girl that you are looking to see.
Yeah.
And you've seen everything from this girl. Like, you've seen top, bottom, middle, sideways.
Yeah.
You've seen everything.
Yeah.
And then you finally get to grips with it. In a sort of like physical sense,
yeah.
And yeah, you know everything is. There's no mystery.
I'm a pull a disagree card again. Because look,
there's previews.
I understand what you're trying to say.
There's previews, and then there's just giving it all away.
What you're trying to say, but in that respect,
Yeah.
In that respect, like looking isn't the full deal. Like you yeah. get to be touching.
Yeah.
So, like, looking can't take away, it shouldn't take
it,
away.
It can. It can.
The excitement
ultimately,
of touching.
Ultimately, you already make up your mind of how this thing is going to happen. You already have a sort of like plan in your head on how this thing's going to happen. And then when these things don't happen, you get disappointed.
And also, I'll throw on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Vice like, versa as well, just to be, show.
It shouldn't be the case of the trailer showing you everything. It should just be like, this is like a nice lingerie picture. This is a, like, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Gym shop.
So picture. It's like, you getting like, pictures.
It shouldn't be the whole thing. Like, you get to see the whole thing when you watch the show. But like, you know, like, you're seeing snippets of bits, like.
Basically, you're getting the wrong. I mean, like, for me, I know it's a highlight reel, but for now yeah. on, in this day and age, I reckon highlight reels or trailers should not include any content from the actual show that is of importance. Categorically, across the board.
I want to disagree. Because, only on a basis that just leaves you more open to deception.
Yeah, it should be deception.
So it shouldn't be deception because let's go back to your getting pictures of a girl analogy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you're texting this girl, messaging this girl, whatever,
mm-hmm.
on whatever your favorite social media is.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, like she decides to send you a pic or you request a pic,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
He does that.
And
okay.
then
nothing.
All right. Well, so how do you get these pictures then?
They just randomly appear.
So. Okay, well, then she decides to. That's
you don't
what I
request.
Said.
You don't request.
No, I said or. I said
I'm
or.
Just saying, like, any guy that requests a dick is a weirdo.
Well, I'm just covering all bases. All bases.
I mean,
saying,
if a girl wants to show it, that's fine.
I'm
you know?
Not saying I go around requesting pics. I'm just saying, like, you know, however. I'm
I mean,
sure
unless you're in a relationship. If you're if you're, like, deep in a relationship, yeah. fine, send pics all day. But in the standpoint of like just meeting up, before you meet up, don't show pics.
Bro, it's your analogy. I'm just going with it.
My analogy, I get that catfish, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Let's see, like the deception sort of angle.
All right, so I don't even have to say the whole thing, but yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if it was the case of it being what it was,
yeah.
At least have something in. I mean, like it's like you get to see the name and the title of the film. This is what I reckon should be the new rules. Name and title and film, some dialogue, pictures of the actors in costume, and that's it. You should not get any form of script, any form of, like, plot, like, nothing.
Yeah, well, that's different, man. This is the argument I always, like, I understand.
Because it's ruined many a film.
I understand why, like, obviously, I understand why you're saying that. But
Gemini
on
man,
the other
maybe.
Side, on the other side, I understand. Yeah, they're making people out of people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I understand why they do that, because it's like those trailers aren't for us. It's not those trailers.
Yeah, they're not
those
favorite.
Trailers aren't for no. But those trailers aren't for people who love films and love going to the cinema. It is more for the casual film goer. Like those people need to be encouraged to go out and spend their money. Or to go watch a film, or sit at home.
Don't follow it up with intrigue. Don't follow it up with holy information.
But how are you going to build intrigue? You build intrigue by showing parts of the film or the TV.
So, for example, going back to my analogy, you show an elbow, you show a knee, you show a smile, you show a forehead, you show something that doesn't show everything all at the same time.
Bro, if I'm chatting to a girl and she sends me a picture of her elbow. That's just gonna make me think what's wrong with the rest of it, or what's wrong with the rest of it. Like I'm not gonna be full in. Like I'm
okay. What about kneecap? Like, she sends you a picture.
End
of
the conversation, bro. End of the conversation. I don't need to talk.
What
to
about
you.
What about leg cleavage?
Leg cleavage. What?
Sat down. See, that for me is more. I mean, like, it depends. It depends on how much of leg cleavage.
Still, then I'm thinking, what's wrong with the top half?
Oh, yeah. Then that's when she shows you her elbows.
yeah, then I'm like, I'm out.
Then a wonderful
I'm
smell.
Out. I don't need to see this shit.
But this is it. If you request leg cleavage, then you are a weirdo.
You're the one that brought it up.
I'm just saying, like, you're saying if a guy requests it, as it were.
Like I said, I was just covering all bases there. If you fine. If you randomly get sent them, or if you're requesting them, or whatever,
uh-huh.
whatever means you end up with this picture,
yeah.
then goes the scenario.
Okay, now. So, I mean, I think you should leave is really, really, really surreal, and it's really, really, really an acquired taste, to say the least, but you get carried away and you watch one too many episodes, and it's good. It's really good, I believe.
Yeah.
So what about your next subject?
You know what I think's really good?
What's really good?
OA.
You know what?
Have you seen it?
You need to go out and hit yourself squarely in the neck, bro.
What's wrong with you, bro?
What's wrong with you, bro?
What's wrong with you?
Freaking contemporary dance nonsense. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
What are you talking about?
Fucking OA, bro.
OA, bro.
No.
Yes, it's the biggest bag of shit.
I've ever seen, bro.
You seen it?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes. I haven't seen the last episodes because the first season was trash, bruv.
Problems.
Bruv, I thought something magical was going to happen at the end, and it just turns out... I was like watching
something
a slow motion... Slow motion fucking version of a Bollywood film. That's all you're watching, bruv. That's all right, you're then. Watching.
Alright. The dance moves look a bit mad.
They're booky as hell, bruv.
Why not?
Because... Why not? No. It's rubbish.
Nah.
It's just trash.
You need to sort your life out.
You need to sort your life out, bruv. If you wanted to watch the same film, like, just watch a fucking Bollywood slow-mo in reverse. That's pretty much the whole lot away.
Yeah, but you're concentrating on one small part of it.
No, that's a major part of it. That's how they get out of the damn place in the first place.
Yeah, it is, but, like, that's not the concept. That's not, like, the subject matter. Like, that's just a way in. That's just one tiny part of it.
Okay, so sell me this OA crap from season after I've watched season one.
Yeah.
You sell me season two, bruv. Go ahead.
You are not the person.
I'm not the person. Because I'm gonna call you on your shit.
No. I think this is too highbrow for you. That's why.
Highbrow.
This is too deep sci-fi for you.
Bruv, this ain't sci-fi, bruv.
It's sci-fi.
Sci-cry, bruv.
Sci-cry,
bruv.
It kind of reminds me of Arrival.
Arrival?
Kind of, yeah.
That's rubbish as well.
Oh my god. Oh my
trash.
God.
So your version of trash
you
is highbrow.
Problems, good. Bro.
No, you got
problems. You got some serious problems.
Arrival. Which
you
Arrival,
don't like
though?
Arrival.
Which Arrival are you talking about? There's like three films called Arrival.
Arrival, the one with what's-her-face and Hawkeye.
But Jodie Foster?
No.
Yeah.
No, not that one. The one with what's her name, man? Lois Lane.
Terry Thatcher.
No, the recent one. The one that's actually in Arrival.
Yeah,
so you haven't even seen it.
It's trash.
You haven't even seen it. You don't even know what I'm talking about because you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen the new Arrival, but I have seen a film called Arrival with Jodie Foster. It's not.
Exactly, it's not the same. That's what I just said. This is why you can't be sold on something that you've decided.
OA is shit, bro.
Because you don't watch something and you just complain about how shit it is.
OA is shit.
You got problems, bruv.
Bruv.
You got problems.
Whoever wrote that.
You're the only person I know that doesn't like it.
Doesn't like OA.
Yeah.
Good.
That's real talk.
Good. I like being that real individual, talk. Bruv.
Yeah, because you're contrarian.
That's I'm not, bruv. I'm not.
You are, man.
I'm not. I'm deadly serious about OA, bruv. That's the reason why I attacked it from the get-go.
That's why you're a hipster.
That thing is trash, bruv. No, bruv. That thing. That thing is whole trash, bruv.
You're a super hipster, bruv.
No, bruv. You're a hipster for liking the shit, bruv.
Nah.
Fucking hipster hybrid nerd. That's who you are, bruv.
Please.
Too much.
Please.
Too much nerd, bruv.
Please.
Nah, bruv. I mean, even... Like, I like geeky shit. But
nah,
I can't get
like,
on board
you
with
like
this
the surface level stuff. You don't like
I don't. I do like deep. I used to watch Babylon 5.
Yeah.
That used to be deep. Deep Space Nine used to be deep.
Yeah.
I used to watch them things. OA is a bag of shit.
It's not a bag of shit.
It is, bruv.
It's not fucking amazing.
It's not, bruv.
It is.
Next minute, you're going to be saying that freaking Sense8 or whatever is good as well.
I haven't seen it, but I know people that like it.
You need to stop hanging out with them people, bruv. Giving you weird stuff to watch, bruv.
They didn't give me weird stuff to watch.
They're the ones that told you to watch OA, innit?
Yeah. No, I told them to watch it.
Yeah. Terrible stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I appreciate everybody's got different opinions.
No, you don't.
I do. But I have a strong opinion against OA because I wasted a lot of time and got no reward.
How'd you waste a lot of time? Bruv, it's 8 episodes. How'd you waste a lot of time?
That's 8 hours, bruv.
So what?
8 hours.
That's 8 good hours. And it could have been so much more. Wait, you trying to say, yeah? You trying to say Jason Isaac's not amazing in that?
You trying to
it's
say
always Jason. Amazing, so shut the fuck
so
up.
So you're trying to say Jason Isaac is always amazing?
Yeah.
Jason Isaac?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to... I'm pretty sure I know there's like 3 films that he's trashing.
Like what?
So,
like what?
I need to refresh my memory. What?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know.
Jason, I can't do it off the top of my head, bro. Because this guy is...
Make up some shit.
Jason Isaacs.
He was amazing in Discovery. He was amazing in OA. He was amazing in Death of Stalin.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash this guy's been in, bro. Peter Pan.
Which Peter Pan?
The film Peter Pan. That's trash.
Is he in that?
Yes.
That's not his fault.
Death of Stalin.
He's probably good in it.
Hotel Mumbo, I suppose. It's got that RS appeal to it.
Exactly right.
The Patriot.
Which Patriot?
The Patriot, the one with Mel Gibson. The Tuxedo.
He's amazing in The Tuxedo.
Armageddon.
He's
Green
not
Zone.
He's not in Armageddon.
Friends with Money. Dragonheart. Wait, Abduction. Oh shit, son. Windwalkers. Oh god.
Just because you don't like those films doesn't mean he's not good in them.
Cars 2.
Just saying.
Divorcing Jack.
Just saying.
The Tall Guy.
Just saying, bro.
Infiltrator. Soldier. Kurt Russell, bro. Soldier. Bro,
name one person who's never been in a shit film.
I'm just saying he's been in a lot, bro. He's been in a lot, bro. I've seen that guy's face in a hot mess couple times. I mean, he was in Harry Potter as well. I can't remember which character he plays.
He was Fingers' dad, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Malfoy's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that Peter Pan, the Patriot, freaking Cure for Wellness, I'll let him off with. Tuxedo, oh my god.
He's amazing in that.
Oh
about.
My god. Armageddon.
He's
Dragon
amazing Heart. In that, even though I don't remember.
Dragonheart, I think he plays one of the dragons.
I don't care, fucking dragon.
He's in. I'm pretty sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
Cars 2, oh my god. He's in a film called Good as well, with Viggo Mortensen.
And guess what?
No.
It's good,
bruv. It's not, bruv. It's so not. The Tall Guy, I can't remember.
You don't know it, bruv. You've not seen it.
Is
Are you going to tell me it's
he's
not
in
good?
A film called
you
London Film. I have seen it.
You haven't seen
I've
it.
Seen that film called Good. Because I thought, you know why I watched film called Good?
Yo,
because I thought
up.
It was good.
Yo, making shit up. Sick of your lies, bruv.
He's also in a Hotel Transylvania ripoff called Monster Family. Came out in 2007.
2017. Make up your mind.
Emily Watson, Nick Frost, Jessica Brown Finley, Celia Emiri, Catherine Tate, and Jason Isaacs. Top quality films.
Cast.
Cast is alright. I just reckon it's hella trash.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it, so how would you
I reckon it's hella trash.
No one takes your opinion for shit, bruv.
They should, bruv.
They should not.
Save yourself some time.
They should not.
Do not trust Mr. Redacted's legend of Jason Isaacs.
Bro, I'm never wrong.
You're wrong about this, and OA's trash, bro.
Never wrong.
Trash.
Yeah. I will put this out to the gorillas. Try it. Dip your toe in. Have a bit of OA. Let us know how you feel.
While you're at it, stick your thumb on your backside. Let us know how you feel. Because you're doing the same thing, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Can't talk to
no
this
lube.
Guy.
No lube, right?
Can't talk to this guy. This is why we can't have a third or fourth person.
No, we need a third or fourth person. Because you need to be bullied into the right lane of
no,
shit, bro.
You, whatever.
you need that peer
whatever.
Pressure, bro.
Peer pressure. Like that is the works.
You need peer pressure, bro.
Nah.
Peer pressure will fix you.
Nah. People need to shut you the fuck down,
bro. Nah, bro. Can't shut down. Shunt.
10. It needs to be done.
Nah, bro.
Pure numbers, bro.
Nah, bro. Anyway, so what, two more people up on the show? Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe. It's a good idea.
But it is a good idea. It is a good idea.
I mean, it's a year, innit? We've got a new theme tune. We have to now show that we're doing new stuff. You know what I mean? I guess.
Number one driver's back in the seat.
What do you mean, number one driver's back in the seat?
Number one driver's back in the seat.
I don't get what you're saying.
It's probably for the best.
No, never.
Did you see Spider-Man trailer?
Yes. See, that is not trash. That is great. But it opens up way too casual.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you like things that everyone likes. It's cool.
No, I like things that are widely popular and...
Yeah, I know. That's what I just said.
And
that's exactly what I just said.
No, it's the way you said it. The way you said
What?
It was very, very dismissive. What? Like, you like what everyone else likes.
What?
That's how you said it.
I said exactly the same thing you said.
I like things that are good. Hence the reason why they are popular.
No. No, not necessarily.
Well, I like the popular good things.
Suicide Squad is popular. It's not good.
Suicide comic book, yes.
No, the film.
No, not the film.
It is popular.
It's not popular.
It is popular.
It's not.
Bro, we made a ton of money and won an Oscar.
Now, I'm not going to fall out with you, all right? We're not going down this route. Right? Anybody...
Bro, I'm just saying, isn't it?
Anybody...
I'm just saying.
Anybody that is worth their soul, Rosa, bruv...
Yeah.
...is not feeling Suicide Squad. Now, for whatever
reason...
That's
what I'm saying. Like, no, but the masses like it.
Some.
A lot of the
Some of the ill-informed masses, which is a general sort of thing,
yeah,
enjoyed Suicide Squad because they didn't know any better. The people that read the comics,
yeah,
and enjoyed the comics and know about the DC characters were thoroughly disgusted by the outing that was Suicide Squad. They were more disappointed in more things. I was just disappointed in just the general performances. The general performances were trash. Like, just as a film, it was trash.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, even if I had not ever read... Like, I haven't read a ton of Suicide Squad. I've read some of, like, the New 52 Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But even if I hadn't, like, it's just a bad... It's a bad movie.
It's disjointed. It's,
like,
fragmented.
As a teen movie. Like, it's a teen movie. Like, there's things that you should have. Like, if you're going to build an ensemble team...
Yeah, ensemble
like,
movie.
One of those things is, like, everyone on that team has a skill.
Yes.
Something that everyone... That not everyone else on the team can do.
Yes.
And in that film, that skill should be highlighted. You should be...
Or utilized.
See, yeah, highlighted and utilized. No, I'd say highlighted.
Alright, the only one that actually had a skill and it was actually highlighted was that guy called Diablo. Diablo had a skill and he had a highlighted thing. In regards to the main protagonist,
correct,
they had no skills to add
also,
to the situation.
Killer Croc, because he got to swim.
Yeah.
No one else could swim, even though there were guys swimming with him that weren't even on the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. But they had, like, equipment.
Yeah, but they were right next to him, so they could have easily just done the job.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, like, skills should be highlighted. Like, that, they should be showcased.
Mm.
That's the whole reason why you have people on the team with different
like
skills.
Like Slipknot had a skill.
Yeah.
Cannon fodder.
Yeah, but his skill was highlighted more than most.
Yeah, you actually got to see him use his rope.
Yeah.
For like 5 seconds. Which
is more than other people were.
Which is four more seconds than Deadshot's.
Kind of. I mean, if he didn't have that bit right at the beginning, which I just feel like that was a reshoot.
Like, so him
he didn't
just
have that. Yeah, that where he does that one kill at the beginning.
Hmm.
Then you really wouldn't have seen anything of him, really.
But to be fair, it's hard to like even though we have advanced a lot in like graphics and you know CGI and all that stuff, it's very hard to depict what Deadshot can do visually.
I don't think so, because that what he did in the beginning, that you could see what he'd done. Like, they do it in other films, they didn't fucking...
Yeah, but I mean, like, how can I put it? When you're looking at the panels, and, like, you're seeing the bullets ricochet and all that stuff, it looks more, yeah. It looks more sort of, like, intricate, it looks more interesting. Whereas if you're showing it on the film, it's sort of ping-pong, ping-pong, ping-ping, ping-ping, pong-pong, smash.
Yeah, but you can find, as a director and a cinematographer, you can find ways of doing that shit.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And like I said, like they did it in the beginning bit. You just need to set up a scenario where he has to use his skill. That's the whole fucking point.
Well, putting him up against the supernatural being called the Enchantress.
You could have just got like a bunch of army dudes on the team. That could have been the Suicide Squad.
I mean,
because like only two people actually have powers. Three people if you include Killer Croc.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like Harley Quinn. I mean, like her skill set is that she's crazy and she does know some form of martial arts.
Yeah, vaguely. I mean, she's not.
Well, I mean, like she's not. I mean, she's not formidable enough to take on Batman.
But she's, you know, crazy enough to be able to fight and not really care about the harm that's happening to her body.
Yeah.
Also, she has a gun and a baseball bat, so, you know, whatevs. Mm.
Although she does have a big mallet.
True, but she left that behind.
Because she wanted to use the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's too many things in this film that piss me off, bro.
I mean, like,
anyway, why are we talking about Suicide Squad?
Can't remember. You was talking about some hipster shit. And
alright, so OA's rubbish.
You were talking about how you like everything that other people...
No, so we're talking about Endgame. There was that like Endgame, or there was...
We're talking about Endgame. Spider-Man trailer.
Spider-Man trailer, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's good. Post-Endgame, great. Great stuff.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I do think Mysterio's lying.
Yep, everyone does.
I could be wrong.
But from when the multiverse thing has come from Nick Fury's mouth, I trust that more. And it does make sense considering there's been 3 snaps.
Well, possibly, but it depends where Nick Fury gets information from. He is Mysterio.
Yeah.
You know, like if he made it look like there was a portal and he arrived in Nick Fury's office and then was like, "Yo, I'm from Earth 616 or whatever," then
I mean, but this is another thing. You have to give it the benefit of the doubt, because if he is a Mysterio from another world.
He's Mysterio, so I don't have to give him the benefit.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, Mysterio from another world, potentially, could be telling the truth, because it might be the case where he has to, like, for when all their superheroes have been murked or forever, he, being a supervillain, had to then take over the place of this sort of faction.
I don't think so.
Because bad things always happen.
I don't think that's Mysterio.
Well, I think he's lying as well. But I don't know what about... I mean, the multiverse thing makes sense.
I think he's lying about everything.
Nah. But I do like the fact that Spider-Man's helming himself as the next Iron Man, where he's aiming, fighting for the cowl, as it were.
Kind of, but not really. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I think it's because Into the Spider-Verse did so fucking well. They cannot ignore it as such. And on top of that, as fucked up as it seems, this multiverse theory kind of helps Sony. This is what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about Marvel, but it helps Sony because...
That's true. It is a Sony movie.
If Sony's jumping, you know, left, right and centre around the multiverse, that can allow for Venom to either be introduced as canon or as a one-off cameo. I want to see Maximum Carnage, ain't gonna lie.
I don't give a fuck, man. That film was garb.
What, the first one? Goop on Goop. Well, this whole entire thing as well, like, Goop on Goop is bad. Goop on Goop with Spider should be okay.
No, that's still bad.
Might be bad, but it'll be a little bit more watchable.
Yeah, a little bit more watchable doesn't cut it for me.
Well, I mean, like, it's gonna be It's going to happen anyway. Wylon.
Maybe. I hope not. I hope not.
So, I mean, I think... I mean, worst case scenario, we may well get actual... Like, my worst fear is this, right? They're just going to get lazy and just still use the X-Men from that universe.
I don't think so.
Via the multiverse.
I don't think so. There's no... They're not that lazy. They're not that lazy. We're not...
No, just for the money. Like, it's just for the money. Like, you could just tie them all up in that one sort of, like, episode or,
yeah,
or
film. It's not like if they recast the whole of the X-Men, people aren't going to go see it. It's a fucking Marvel film.
Mm.
Like, it's an actual Marvel film.
Yeah, but then you can see... I mean, like, the thing I'm thinking of is that if they're doing...
And we don't care about these
characters. Just have to rephrase...
Like, I can understand Deadpool, but not the X-Men, because, like...
I'm not talking about X-Men. I'm thinking about... You said X-Men. If they do a Wolverine film, per se... They could do technically... I mean, because obviously they haven't got the rights to the Hulk, I believe. And they can't do Hulk solo movies. Yeah. But they could do a Wolverine solo movie featuring the Hulk. So we can see our Hulk versus Wolverine, which is his debut. Wolverine. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Whether or not it's Hugh Jackman or...
I said recast Wolverine.
Yeah. I would like Wolverine to be recast, and you know, we have like 20 more years rather than having to see Hugh Jackman walk around and literally turn into Old Man Logan. But in saying that, it kind of fits the character, so I don't know.
I mean, they wouldn't jump straight into that. It's too far in the future.
What? Old Man Logan. Well, I mean, already done Logan, but Old Man Logan. And they've reintroduced Wolverine so many times in the comics in the last couple of years. And I think, they've recently killed off Gambit, right?
The film,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I say recently, but, like, I think since this podcast started, I've been saying that film is not coming out.
Fair enough.
That film is not coming out. Now, officially, that film is not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not really... It's no surprise to me.
So
they stopped talking about it a long time ago.
So do you reckon it's going to be like, if they are rebooting the X-Men, when they reboot
they have
it,
to, yeah.
Do you reckon it's going to be 90s comic version, i.e. Gambit, Jubilee, Wolverine, Rogue? Is Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel going to get her powers drained in the third one? Which would make so much sense.
I don't think so. I think if they were going to do Rogue again, she'll just have those powers. I don't think you'd go through the whole Miss Marvel stuff. It's just long and unnecessary. Most people don't even remember that she stole Miss Marvel's powers anyway.
Mm. This is it. It's Miss Marvel versus Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, I believe, existed. There was meant to be a black version of Miss Marvel during the time where Miss Marvel got knockout. Can't remember who played her or who was her. It wasn't Storm, was it? It was her sister or some shit.
I'm sure you're not making this up.
No. But I remember seeing a black version of Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Whether
that... You're thinking of Kamala Khan.
Huh?
So you sure you're not thinking about Kamala Khan?
Kamala Khan. Actually, might well be. Yes.
That's recent, though.
Yeah, so you got that as well. But there's been two, before I remember. I remember Captain Marvel being black in the 90s and it causing an uproar.
Oh, that's not Kamala Khan.
That's not swinging. But yeah, so either. I mean, for me, it could be good. Can't see it going wrong, really. In the reboot.
Spider-Man or reboot an X-Men?
Huh?
You're talking about Spider-Man?
Well, this I'm saying, like, because this is the... to quote the ancient one, this is where everything spirals off. You know, so...
I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Well, this is what she's saying now, in this current timeline of madness. So many holes, but then so many fixes, yet so many holes.
There's no holes.
There's loads of holes, bro.
No, if you follow... their logic and the rules that they've set out, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, like, controversially, I'm not fully okay with it.
I don't think at this point, I don't think it's controversial if you disagree with something or you don't like something, because that's just you.
No. But I'm just saying, like, literally.
Call me contrarian. You are contrarian.
No. As I said before, there's too many gaps in the madness. Yeah, there is.
Name one.
Well, Captain America living out his life until he's old and grey, sticking it to, you know, ancient Carter or non-ancient Carter.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. What? Fucks up a whole timeline, bruv.
Not really.
Yeah, it is. Captain America's already there.
That could have always been his future.
Could have. But
we never see her husband. She never names who he is. All she says is Captain America saved her husband in the war. That could have just been a lie that she says to protect his identity.
Or to stop him from trying to get some.
No, or to protect his identity because he came back.
Okay, so in theory, that's that angle covered.
Yeah.
The free snaps aren't covered, though.
What about it?
Free snaps.
And?
Thanos' original snap.
Yeah.
Half the population gone.
Yeah.
Hulk snap.
Yeah.
Which basically reassembled everybody.
Yeah.
And then Tony's third snap, which is basically taking out a past version of Thanos, which comes to the future in order to fight Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Which obviously has now caused this multiverse.
Those four. Yeah.
No, it's three.
Free one.
Snaps.
What about when he used the Infinity Gauntlet to destroy the stones?
That wasn't a snap.
I mean, you don't know that.
That wasn't a snap.
You don't know that. They said it was the same energy signature, so he,
okay,
in
so
theory, it was the exact same move.
Maybe. Alright, the thing that confused me, though, No, is that with the Infinity Gauntlet and the stones, you don't need to do another snap. Why the hell did Tony Stark snap? He could have just reversed time before my man come in and then put him in his own reality, using the reality gem.
Possibly.
Exactly.
No, possibly. Like the reality stone is, I don't know, it's unstable.
He could have made an all, was it? Well, basically, in the TV series or the animated TV series, the way he beats Thanos is that he creates a robot similar to Ultron, which he can then control, and that's the one that does the snap.
Okay.
Because basically, he's walking towards him, and all of the stones, as it were, have been negated.
Yeah.
By the frequencies of the stones. No, but I'm just saying, that would have made more sense. But in saying that, Tony Stark wanted an out, or Robert Downey Jr. wanted an out.
Also, that's it. There was no time for that shit.
There is.
When?
Traveling in time, bro.
You can't just jump in a time machine every time you want to do something. And also, again, I'll point out to you, traveling in time does not change your past.
It doesn't change your past.
Exactly.
But you reversing time, when the My Man's coming through, you reversing time rather than snapping with your weak-ass human body.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what Hulk should have done. They should have just reversed time to the point of the snap.
But then there'd be no Morgan.
Hmm?
Then there'd be no Morgan.
What do you mean, no Morgan?
Morgan Stark or Morgan. Yeah, there'd be no Morgan Stark.
Well, this is not.
That was the only thing he asked for.
No. There would have been a Morgan Stark.
Why?
Because she was pregnant anyway when he went off into space.
She wasn't.
She was.
She was not.
She was.
She was not. He had a dream that they had a baby, but she wasn't pregnant.
Pretty sure she was. You have to watch it in Infinity War.
Fuck you, man. Every time you don't remember something...
No. Apparently, she was pregnant. She was pregnant. She was pregnant when he left. She was not. When he left, she was pregnant. She was.
She was not.
She was.
Based on what? What are you basing this on? Because it's not in the film.
It's in the program.
No, it's not.
It is in the program. No, it's in the program.
What program?
Basically,
what program?
There was a leak of... Basically, there was like a program released for Infinity War, and there was a leak in there from when they done like rewrites of the script or whatever, that Pepper Potts and Tony Stark settled down, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things.
That they settled down at what point?
Well, this is it. Like,
and what is blah blah blah?
Well, I'm just trying to let the internet know that this material was really out.
Making stuff up.
I'm not making this stuff up.
Bruv, if it's not in the film, then it didn't happen.
It's in the film.
No, it's not in the film, though, really.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
At what point in the film is it in?
Make sure you get home safe. Can't remember.
Make sure you get home safe and...
Take care of the baby. Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Actually, they got married, didn't it? They got married in Infinity War.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they? They got married at the end of Iron Man 3.
Nope.
When did they get married in?
It must have been in the 5 years.
Nah, I think it happened in between.
Yeah, in between, in the 5 years.
No, as in like a film or some kind. Ah, it happened.
There was no film in between.
It happened in Civil War.
It didn't happen in Civil War. In Infinity War, he says, "Wong, you're invited to my wedding." Not Wong, you have to go back in time to Civil War and come to my wedding.
You're right.
Of course I'm fucking right, bruv.
You're right.
Of course I'm right.
Shut your mouth. I'm gonna edit this whole thing.
Oh my god!
This is your one moment.
Write it down. Put it on your calendar. Ring that bell. Shunt admits he's wrong.
I'm not
wrong.
The
first time.
I'm not wrong.
He's been faced.
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Actually, I'm not wrong.
Actually,
admitted it. It's too late. You can't take it back.
I can.
You can't take it back.
I can. I'm not wrong.
Woo!
Because
what a glorious.
Technically, that event has never happened because. The snap was on Thanos and his minions that were from the past that found out about the future.
Again, you can't change your past.
Apparently you can.
You can't change your past.
Again.
Who changed their past?
Huh?
Who changed their past? No one changed their past.
Kang.
Kang's not in it.
Kang is in it.
He's not in it.
He is in it.
How are you just making stuff?
Kang is my saving grace.
Shut up.
Kang has destroyed certain bits on purpose.
Yeah.
It's all part of his strategy.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
But soon we're going to see Kang on Kang violence.
Whatever.
What's the next subject?
Rim of the World trailer.
Rim of the World.
Yes, this is a Netflix alien adventure, action adventure story.
So,
with extra adventures. Directed by Emeka Gie.
Emeka Gie, yeah.
From Terminator Salvation, Charlie's Angels fame.
So, basically, let me just put this in a nutshell. This thing is Stranger Things, but with aliens. With...
I mean...
Darker Minds budget.
Look, I mean... What, when you say it's Stranger Things, what part of Stranger Things is it? Does it have kids in it? Yes.
Does it have bikes in it? Yes.
And kids got bikes.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the only Stranger Things
where,
part of it.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. That's where they
I'm just basing it on the trailer.
The comparison ends.
It looks okay. It does look great. I'm not getting gassed off for it. Like, I think that it's a played out genre now, just putting kids in stuff.
That's like saying it's played out having adults and stuff.
No. I mean, like, of recent times, because you've got the...
Yeah, recent times of adults and stuff.
No. Recent times of kids and stuff in sort of adult situations. So you've got that new time travel one by Spike Lee.
Yeah. He's a producer. He's not.
Well, that one. You've got Little. You've got fucking... you've got this one, you've got
just naming random
stuff. I'm just saying, like,
that's just not connected.
They're not connected as such, but I'm just fed up with just, like, fair enough, back in the 90s we used to have a complete sort of like genre building of like kids in films doing
don't put kids in
heroes.
films anymore.
Being heroes. But now it's just becoming annoying because they're now in situations that they don't necessarily need to be in. Like, an alien invasion isn't, like, I don't want to see Cloverfield Jr., if that makes sense. Doesn't really appeal to me. I mean, fair enough, I understand that kids are around during said time and kids will have their own adventures. But, ultimately, is it entertaining enough for me to watch? No, because there's no drama. There's just nonsensical.
No, it's all drama. They're vulnerable.
They're very vulnerable, but they've always got jokes and levity.
So?
I'm just saying, that's how these kids' films work. You know, you've got like, you know, big bad like monster comes into town.
Yeah.
Kids band together. Kids defeat monster. I mean, fair enough, it's the whole purpose of it. Well, I don't know that they're going to win, but. Yeah, this is the whole thing. Like, it's nonsense. I mean, Stephen King's the best one that does it,
so
really.
That's nonsense, but if you have, like, an adult who's your everyday Joe working at a gas station or whatever...
it's more plausible.
Aliens, shut up. Aliens or monsters or whatever rose into town, and all of a sudden these motherfuckers, John Rambo, and they're killing aliens left, right, and centre... That makes more sense to you.
Yeah. Makes more sense than a freaking 5-year-old or a 7-year-old or a 10-year-old on its bike defeating a whole fucking fleet of aliens.
Yeah, but they're not defeating the aliens. They're in situations where there's tension and they need to get out of that situation and move on to the next part.
See, it doesn't excite me. Like, it doesn't excite me. Oh my God, we're on Independence Day! Okay. Of course you are. All right. Yeah. Welcome to Earth. Great. I mean, I want to get excited about a film like this. But
you hate everything.
I can't get excited about a kid. I mean, like, how can I put it? For me, aliens don't work in regards to the fear scale of, like, kids being in danger.
Newts.
It's a mute point, anyway. It's a mute point. New as well, there's a couple deleted scenes. The only reason why she's about is because she... basically, she's meant to be Ridley's surrogate daughter because her original daughter that she was carrying died, which we then found out was an alien in number 3. And then Feather found out that it was an alien in...
what daughter she was carrying? She wasn't pregnant.
She was pregnant at the end of Alien.
How?
I don't know. I mean, basically got written out of the script anyway, so...
Then it didn't fucking happen!
It does.
Stop talking about shit. That's not... If it's not in the film, didn't happen.
Alright, so new anyway, the subplot behind her is that she's meant to be her daughter. In that sense.
And...
But
what's your point? She's still in the film.
No, but it's like for like mother like daughter, so like she's good. As badass as her mum. But her mum is obviously more seasoned and
not
she's gonna win.
And also she's not her mum.
No, of course she's not her mum.
Exactly.
That's what made
of like I'm saying, like, she's as badass as her mum, but she's not her mum.
A mentor or whatever. But in regards to this situation, there's a bunch of them. And there's a bunch of aliens, I guess. And it doesn't, like, for some reason, monsters seem to intrigue me more in regards to the children interaction. Like, for example, vampires or zombies or werewolves or werewolf zombies, mummies.
Were you saying the other week that you wanted to see a remake of Monster?
I do want to see a Monster Squad remake.
Then what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't want to see...
You don't want to see it with kids.
I don't want to see...
Monster Squad with adults.
I don't want to see an alien invasion film with kids involved, because it's boring. That's the bottom line.
How is it boring if you haven't seen it?
I can tell. Like, the same thing with the time travel bullshit. It's like, time travel, there's too much of it going around now, and I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that there's a
too many superhero movies!
There's a saturation point in which we're going to be reaching.
Well, if we're not reached it by now, we're never going to get reached.
Well, we'll reach it when DC decide to do that Flash movie.
That's never happening. That film's not coming out, really.
It's got to happen now.
That film's not coming out.
They're now having a meeting, I reckon, and it's going to be like, yeah, I reckon the world is ready for a time travel Flash movie. Have you seen Endgame?
No.
That's what's going to fucking happen.
No, it's not.
And then they're going to try and do Injustice. It's going to be fucking terrible, bro.
Right, they can't even get their act together with Superman and Batman. They're not going to make a Flash time travel movie.
No, they're going to make a Flash and fucking Green Lantern time travel movie. It'll be fucking horrible.
No.
And you know who else is going to be in it? You know who else is going to be in it?
Who?
Doom Patrol. Fucking bad. I'm going to introduce the Titans into the DC universe.
What's wrong with that?
No.
They're too young. It's the kids.
Fucking kids, bruv. Aliens. Fucking pointless, bruv.
Nonsense. You never heard so much nonsense come out of your mouth in my life.
Bruv. That's a lie.
Yeah, exactly. You chatted more nonsense before.
Exactly.
Chatting bare shit, bruv.
Terrible.
Did watch this. City on a Hill trailer.
City on a Hill, yep.
Produced by Affleck and Damon. Showtime drama based in Boston in the early 90s.
After Ray Donovan, do we need anything else from Boston? After The Town, do we need anything else from Boston? After The Party, do
so
we
is
need
this is
anything
your
else?
Thing now. If something's been in one film, then we don't need it. Kids! There's been kids in a film. Get rid of them. We don't need them anymore.
Get rid of it. Yeah, you're damn right.
Like Boston. Boston's been in too many films. We don't need to see that shit anymore.
Get rid of
fuck
it.
Boston.
Fuck Boston. Nah, actually, not fuck Boston. I like Boston. I like the grit in Boston.
No, you don't. That's why you don't want to see this
film. Nah, I mean, it's not a film. It's a TV series for first of all.
Whatever.
And,
you don't want to see this TV series. What, you don't like Kevin Bacon?
I do like Bacon. Bacon goes great with everything.
Exactly.
I don't think that this is going to be amazingly
except
great.
Except
E.E.
ads.
Yeah. No, he's
the
best.
Some of them was alright, actually, but most of them were not.
Well, ultimately, stop shouting at E.E. on our podcast, you fucking dick.
It's uncalled for.
You freaking corporate bitch.
I'm going to call you a corporate bitch if I never took no money.
Anyway, we're going to have to cut this out anyway, like lawyers and shit. But yeah, in regards to Kevin Bacon,
my product's ever been mentioned on here before?
No, remember, like, everything post edit is cut out. So if you were to say Nike or friggin' Adidas or any form of name brand, by the time it hits the thing, it's edited out, bro.
That's a lie.
It's true, bro.
That's a lie.
It's true.
I'm going to go back and listen to some old episodes.
It has to be done.
I know you're lying.
There's no mention of any trainers or anything.
I know you're lying.
Anyway, so I digress. City on Top of the Hill looks interesting. Does remind me a lot of sort of like gritty crime cop dramas from the early 80s kind of vibe. But with the True Detective nuance, as well as a tad off The Wire, just a tad, you know, a little bit of politics going on, a little tidbit. So it does look interesting, but my whole thing is
that Boston's been in too many movies, so we don't need another one.
No. It's just the whole Matt Damon and freaking Ben Affleck angle.
What? It's producers? What?
Yeah, but it's like Good Will Hunting meets Boston crime drama. Like, I'm not saying that they can't do anything else, I'm just saying it's a bit weird.
Why is that weird? Why is that weird?
Just is.
Have you not seen The Town?
I've seen The Town, which is done by Ben Affleck.
Gone, baby, gone. So what?
That's done by Ben Affleck. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Not too sure if it's a good combination there.
Gone, baby, gone is done by...
That's what I'm saying. And is it done by Matt Damon as well?
No, but he's only a producer.
That's what I'm saying. Ben Affleck solo on films is good. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck on a film. No. No, I don't think it will work.
What? Why?
It's only worked once.
That doesn't make sense.
It only worked when they done Good Will Hunting. And that's it.
And?
That's it.
And
they got an Oscar. They got an Oscar.
Yeah, and they haven't tried since then.
And then Ben Affleck has basically established himself as an actually, you know, accomplished movie maker, made Argo, got his own Ross Clark Oscar. So technically, Matt Damon is one Oscar behind my man. Technically.
Is he?
Ben Affleck on his own, great. Matt Damon, kind of see him as the sort of extra chub around the chode, bruv. It's horrible to say, but it's true.
One. What?
He is the extra chub around the chode. That's it.
No, he's not.
He is, bro.
No, he's not. Since when was Matt Damon thought of as the untalented one?
Born. Gonna go with Born Supremacy.
People like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, after that, dead out. You done that, what, Green Zone film?
Green Zone's alright.
It's alright, but it's not Matt Damon alright.
It's fine. I mean...
Yeah, so. What's the other one? Safe House? Safe House is with Ryan Reynolds, isn't it? That came out around about the same time. Right. And I think that's when the Ryan Reynolds to Matt Damon transition happened.
You're making up shit.
Seriously, Ryan Reynolds has taken over Matt Damon's place in the world of entertainment.
No, he hasn't. They're not even in the same sphere.
They are.
They're not.
Good-looking blonde guy in an action film. Matt Damon versus Ryan Reynolds. Who's won?
No.
Who's won, bro?
No. Yeah, but Ryan Reynolds don't really do action films.
He does.
Oh, really?
He does action comedy to the point that you do not even realise that you're enjoying an action film.
No, I disagree.
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah, okay, one.
Safe House.
It's not really a comedy.
It is. It's got comedic moments in it.
Yeah, but it's not. You wouldn't call it action comedy.
It is action comedy.
No.
Pure quips.
No, only because it's Ryan Reynolds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
he's that guy.
Yeah, but if he
where's Matt Damon?
Huh?
Where's Matt Damon?
Doing other stuff.
He's not, bro.
He's being the Martian. He's being in other shit.
Whether he's been a Martian, he's been shrunk down. What else?
He's been Loki. He's been.
He has been Loki.
Loki.
He was playing an actor on Asgard.
Yeah, playing Loki.
Playing Loki, but exactly. Being watched by Loki.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. And you can't be an actor playing an actor playing an actor in the film.
Of course you can.
It's not, you're only playing an actor.
Because he did it. Yeah, but no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, because as the actor...
He's Asgardian, yeah.
Yeah, but he had no character or nothing. Yes, he was an actor, but you don't know his name, you don't know what he's doing, you don't know what he's about. So, he was Loki.
He wasn't.
He was. He was.
Either, Matt Damon, as cool as he was, is no longer cool now. Like you said, because he had that problem where he lost so much weight or something like that, he lost too much weight and he messed up his whole body.
Yeah.
He went too blown, like, well, basically, he tried to outdo Christian Bale or something like that. Fucked up his body. Now he can't be that guy. He's just a very slow, metabolistic guy that has to... What was the other friggin' film that Matt Damon tried to do? The one with the guy from District 8, District 9.
Elysium,
yeah. I think that was when Matt Damon officially dropped off.
He's producing. He's not even in the fucking series.
Exactly. it's just, I don't know. I mean, I want to be positive about Matt Damon, but I cannot bring it to myself to do so. Can't. I don't know what he's done to me, or visually, whatever, but I can't do it.
It's because you hate...
It does not... This project...
Just hate everything for no reason.
This project does not have my blessing fully. I reckon if it was just Ben Affleck, I would have supported it. Wanted to do great after Batman, because he suffered a lot. He was the only one that was good in the first one. He was trash in Justice League, but I kind of agree with his whole thing. Like, yeah. Just imagine that, playing Batman twice and being in two shit films. Ben Affleck has had the worst luck with superheroes.
Batman 3 times.
He don't really count Suicide Squad. Now, fair enough, it's a credit, but they probably done that on the same day of Justice League.
Okay. Quentin Tarantino.
Yes?
Says his Star Trek movie might still happen.
Yes.
They will be in talks.
Okay.
Or they're in talks.
Okay. I like Quentin Tarantino when he's a guy of principle.
What do you mean?
Right now he's going back on his 10 movie deal thing.
Why?
Remember, he said he's only going to make 10 films and he's going to call it quits. Yeah. Now he wants to do Star Trek.
What's wrong with that?
It's 11.
No, is it?
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Okay, explain.
This Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is number 9.
It's number 9?
Number 10.
I know, because of the whole Kill Bill scenario where it's meant to be one film.
There you go. Blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. So his 10th film's going to be Star Wars, Star Trek.
Why not?
What about Star Trek 2, bro?
What about Star Trek 2?
He ain't making it. So?
So?
Just going to... It's Livy's. So what Star Trek is he doing? Is he doing Star Trek 3, or is he doing a completely new Star Trek? Let's get this...
There's already a Star Trek 3.
Oh, well, Star Trek 4, should I say. Is he doing Star Trek 4?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not really got that far yet. He wants to do a Star Trek movie. He wants to do a Star Trek movie. And... they're talking about it. I don't think they've got as far as to, like, which Star Trek is going to be.
In Search of Spock's probably going to be. Because by the looks of things, they've been trying to... It's like they're doing remakes of the remake, if that makes sense.
Well, the third one was on a remake, I don't think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually like Khan.
Sorry, the second one was.
Well, I liked it for that reason.
What? Because it was a remake?
Yeah, because it kind of like felt like we're going on a new journey or a new version of that journey through the eyes of the new directors and so on and so forth.
See, you like stuff people hate.
Jesus.
Yeah, Richard Madden joins the Eternals cast with Angelina Jolie and Kumail Nanjiani.
I'm confused about this film now.
Why?
Can't predict what the fuck's going on. I mean, Nanjiani, maybe he plays the vicious arms of Vishnu, maybe.
What? That's exactly. Racist.
Exactly. That's all I've got now is just racial overtones. I haven't got
Why?
Any.
It's fucking Eternals, not fucking Racist Academy.
Well, I don't know. Can you predict what's going to happen in this film? I know it's meant to span over like 10,000 years.
No, I mean, like, as much as I know about Marvel, the Eternals is not one of my strong points.
Basically, they created everything.
I know that much. Tell me something I don't know.
Angelina Jolie is John Voight's daughter.
Tell me something I don't know.
She kissed her brother in the mouth.
Who's her brother?
Somebody Voight. I don't know.
Just making shit up. Mm-mm. Also,
type that into Google, bruv.
No.
Angelina Jolie kisses brother.
No, I'm not wasting time on that shit.
Do it. Do it, it's gross.
Down Under Undercover.
Down Under what?
Down Under Undercover.
Kesko said.
No, Chris Hemsworth and Tiffany Haddish movie where Chris Hemsworth goes undercover with some Australian strippers. Is it Australian strippers? Erotic dancers. To solve a string of casino heists.
I'm out.
And Tiffany Haddish is the other cop. It's a buddy cop.
I'm out.
Buddy cop comedy.
Out.
Why?
Out.
Why? You're always out.
Tiffany Haddish, out. You're
always out.
Tiffany Haddish,
you just out. Hate Tiffany Haddish for no reason.
I don't.
She's been in too many
she's
films.
Just mediocre. She's just mediocre. At best. At best. That, and she has no showmanship. She went to New Year's Eve night, and she didn't perform, and she got near enough booed out of the building. You have to research it. I ain't going to waste people's time with that crap. But yeah, Tiffany Haddish, not for the win.
Wasting people's time.
Not for the win, bruv. But yeah, it sounds like it will be fun. It's like, what, Crocodile Dundee 0.5 or something?
No.
What is it? Beverly Hills Cop meets Mike and Ike? Well, it's not Mike and Ike. Mike. Big Mike?
Mike and Angelo.
Big Mike.
No, that's not what it's called.
No, I'm just saying, it's like that. It's Crocodile Dundee meets Big Mike.
What the fuck is Big Mike?
That stripper thing.
That's not what it's called.
What is it called? Magic. Magic Mike.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. I don't know why I looked at your eyes and I thought magic. It's fucked.
It's because I am, that's why.
No, you're not, bro. You're not magic. But it's fine.
You just admitted it yourself. Like, why was you? Why? You can't take it back.
It's alliteration, sir. It was alliteration. It's fine. I figured it out for you, dude.
Wait, what is alliteration? Eyes and magic.
No, MM. Fuck's sake. Am I the only one that studied English?
MM.
Yeah.
What?
Alliteration.
I know what it is. Where did you get it from?
What?
You looked in my eyes and you thought magic.
No.
How
I thought, I know, I know. It was like a simple title. So I was thinking, Mike. I know it's not Mighty Mike. So it has to be Magic Mike.
Alright.
My brain works differently to yours. Remember that.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
I'm not sure that's something to boast about.
It is, bro.
I don't think so.
I am a genius.
Alright.
Of some kind. Actually, everybody's a genius. Everybody has their own geniuses. What do you think of that theory?
I'm magic, so I trump you.
No, you don't. Oh, God, it's the whole magic versus might again, isn't it? Oh, God, it's whatever. So, next subject. So, that one, not so keen on. You're done?
Yeah, done.
How do you come on this show with, like, three frigging things? My last show...
We've been talking about, like, 2 hours, bruv.
No, bruv. Have you got anything from the mailbag?
No.
Nothing from the mailbag?
No, I haven't checked.
Fuck's sake. All right, this week's replaceables. I've got one.
Do you? You just made one up?
No. I've got one. This one is a doozy. This one... is quite the exceptional replacement. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about actually, no, I'm not doing replaceables.
Cool. I'm not even gonna question it.
No, because there's... I'm gonna save it for my shows, because you don't appreciate them, so...
I don't appreciate them on your shows either. What difference is it going to be?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Alright, so...
I appreciate them less on your shows.
You appreciate them less?
Yeah.
So you appreciate them more on yours?
I wouldn't say that.
You're a scumbag. Scumbag. Complete scumbag. Well, anyway, my replaceable was...
Yeah, go on.
My replaceable is about... Well, actually, last week I done what? Universal Soldier?
Yeah.
This week, I'm doing Time Cop. Most of the stuff that Van Damme has done, the sequels are replaceables.
Yeah.
So it's easy fucking picking.
I think that counts.
It does.
I don't think it counts.
Kickboxer.
No, I don't think
kickboxer.
It counts. Bruv, this shit
kickboxer,
counts.
Blood sport.
No.
All of that stuff.
No.
It does.
No.
Who replaced Van Damme better?
No, it doesn't count.
It does.
It doesn't count.
It does.
You can't be like, oh, the sequel to a B-movie.
Is it a B-movie, really?
It is a fucking B-movie.
It's not a fucking B-movie.
It is a B-movie.
According to us and our growing up,
yeah,
when we was watching B-movies, I never called them a B-movie. Especially Van Damme films.
Yeah,
they were
AAA. Bring it with
triple A.
Shut up. AAA films,
bro.
We didn't know
No Retreat, No Surrender.
We didn't know better.
Was it No Retreat, No Surrender?
We didn't know better.
Fucking Kickboxer. Fucking Bloodsport. AWOL, or Lionheart, as the Americans call it. Fucking, what's that? It's not Sudden Impact, is it? It's something else. Actually, that
is.
It's
Double Impact.
Double Impact. Double Impact.
Yeah.
Was mind blowing because he played both characters.
It's still a B movie, bruv.
It isn't.
They are.
Because growing up, that was my mind frame, bruv. They were amazing films. Hard Target was a AAA film. I don't give a fuck what you say.
You just say kids are stupid.
They are.
Exactly.
Mm.
So were you. Like, that's a B movie.
No, it's not a B movie,
bro. As much as I love most of those films.
Oh my god. Don't you dare berate me with patronization, sir. That's disgraceful.
No, I have to admit, they're B movies.
They're not B movies.
They are B movies.
No, A movies, bro.
There's
a maze. That was the standard.
Even though I would.
They were gold standard.
Time Cop right now, still a B movie.
It's not.
Look, it's the A-est B movie he made, but it's still a B movie.
That's not a B movie.
That's a B-plus movie,
bruv. B-movie back in those days.
B-plus movie, bruv.
B-movies back in those days, right,
yeah,
were not... Like, basically, Van Damme, he wasn't upper echelon in the 90s as such. I mean, let's be clear. Street Fighter was probably his peak, right? In regards to the 90s. 80s, he fucking dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, dominated the 80s. But the B movies for me were American Ninja and fucking Lucky Number 7. I remember that fucking film. That was like the one with the kids, see? More kids. More fucking kids, bruv. Ninja Kids, or was it Three Ninja Kids?
Yeah.
That was a B movie.
Yeah.
That was
okay.
That was the class of B movie.
No, but they're B-movie children's films.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, in regards to the films I was allowed to watch, to watch, you know, like, Three Ninja Kids, Turtles, couple horror films.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they wanted to put fear of God into me. Didn't actually work.
Yeah.
Exorcist, I used to laugh at. Yeah, so you used to have all these other sort of, like, films. But the main film... Like, basically, whenever Van Damme film came out, it was go time.
B-movie, so.
It's not really.
It is, bro. Look, and I'm not even saying it as, like, B-movies
can be
really good.
All right. What is the best Van Damme movie? Like, fuck all this replaceable thing, right? Because, like, it's going to be one of those ones.
Well, I think
like, because
said.
No. What is the best... So, what, Time Cop is the best Van Damme film?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Alright, so what is the best Jet Li film?
I know, there's lots of films I don't know the names of. But it would have been like his like proper Kung Fu movie days. It wouldn't be...
What The Fist of Legend
like,
or...
Fucking Romeo Must Die and, you know, fucking...
No. Western stuff you throw to the side.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. I mean, for me... Oh god!
Prodigal Son, he was in that, right?
Was he in Iron Monkey as well?
Maybe.
Can't remember. I think that's Donnie Yen. Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Now that's a guy who a lot of people sleep on. That guy is fucking great. You seen Flashpoint?
I think like because.
Have you seen Flashpoint?
I did. I think. I'm pretty sure I did see it.
That film is fucking great.
What's it about again?
He's a cop. And it's like MMA fighting he uses to like take him down. Oh god! If I can find it, I will lend it to you right now.
I think someone told me to watch it, but I didn't actually watch
I think that was me. It's probably me. It's definitely fucking me. I'm pretty fucking sure.
Maybe it was two people, because I'm pretty sure Ricky told me as well.
Fuck's sake. Fuck's sake, redacted. Don't mention him by name. God.
Johnny Blue Balls told me to watch it as well.
There you go. But yeah, you need to watch Flashpoint, bruv. I would say. There's a couple of films that you haven't actually watched, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's one or two. More. One or two films that's missing from my...
Yeah, I think at the moment, anyway, Van Damme-wise, you just have to avoid him...
No, so what's your favourite Van Damme film, then? You didn't even say...
Hard Target.
What's that one about again?
It's the one where he plays a guy called Chance Buduro, and he is helping a young lady infiltrate a rich man's gang of shooting down man.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. But yeah, the end of that sounds a bit confusing.
Well, it's like they're hunting down homeless people, basically.
Really?
Yeah. Well, basically, before that, though, it used to be Lionheart or AWOL.
What's that one about?
It's one where he's a fighter, like amateur fighter, and then he gets hooked up into this world of underground fighting. And Attila the Hun, or Tiller, is the guy that has to fuck up. The end.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
And then my favourite Brandon Lee film, controversially. Brandon Lee, so as though we're talking about 90s heyday... echelon, as it were, is Rapid Fire. I do like The Crow, and it is one of my favourite films. However, is it the best Brandon Lee film? No. Rapid Fire, all day. Rapid Fire is amazing. He fights Bolo in there.
Who's Bolo?
It's the guy that his dad fucked up.
Oh. Well, that thick guy.
Yeah, the only thick Chinese guy that ever existed in the 90s.
Racist.
I'm just saying. Like, according to film, it was all of them.